never settle, unless it's into the electrifying BMW i4. Blend the lines of cutting-edge and classic with groundbreaking technology at your fingertips and experience M-engineered precision while you twist around every turn. After all, electric doesn't have to be static. If you thought EVs couldn't live up to your expectations, then you've never experienced the ultimate electric driving machine. The 100% electric 2025 BMW i4.
Hurry into the BMW President's Day sales event and receive exceptional offers through March 2nd.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
So Bill Barnwell has weighed in with one of his very, long but very interesting columns on Myles Garrett and potential trades and potential value compensation, etc. First of all, he suggests right from the beginning that there's a decent chance Andrew Berry, the GM in Cleveland, is not going to trade Myles Garrett, that it just, doesn't necessarily make sense for them to move on from a player of his caliber. Then he talks about how still there's a lot of smoke there and he wants out. He could hold Cleveland's feet to the fire. We'll see. He talks about sort of compensation, and he said, he writes, "It certainly seems like a first-round pick is the bare minimum for Garrett. Two first-rounders might be a big ask for a player approaching 30, even one as talented as Garrett, but it all depends on who is sending those picks and where they land. If a team's offering a top 10 pick in the 2025 draft, it might not need to offer much else. If it's the Eagles..." And he uses the Eagles as an example, sending the number 32 pick, there would need to be something more substantial as a second asset going Cleveland's way, especially given that their future picks in 2026 and 2027 are also likely to fall towards the bottom of those rounds. Which teams should be involved with bids like that? That's where he gets into it. And he basically goes through teams. He immediately says there's no way that Myles Garrett goes to an AFC North opponent. Baltimore, Cincinnati, Pittsburgh, off the table. Then there are teams like Denver, Houston, and the Rams that don't have a need for edge rushers. Then there are teams that aren't close. He wants to get traded to a contender: Carolina, Vegas, New England, New Orleans, Tennessee. Then he writes teams that could be involved in a Garrett trade as a third party, element to it. Jacksonville, Minnesota, the Giants, and the Jets. And then he gets into unlikely but plausible: Arizona, Atlanta, Dallas, Green Bay, Kansas City, Miami, San Francisco, Seattle, Tampa Bay. And then he gets to teams that Garrett puts over the top. Four teams: Buffalo, Detroit, the Los Angeles Chargers, and the Philadelphia Eagles. And then he writes, there's a sweet spot for this trade. And he writes three teams: Chicago, Indianapolis, and then he saves Washington for last, where he writes, "I've saved the best candidate for last. The Commanders are the most obvious and consequential landing spot for Garrett. They have the championship potential, the financial flexibility, and the clear and obvious need for pass rushing help. All of this starts with Jaden Daniels. The rookie sensation is still on a bargain deal for three more years before the Commanders would even have to consider a fifth-year option. They will likely give Daniels a new deal in 2027 if he continues on this path, but that would still give them a huge runway where his cash and cap hit are team-friendly figures. They have $80 million in cap space in 2025, so while they look to add help at receiver and potentially on the left side of the offensive line, Adam Peters and company will have plenty of resources to devote to the defense. Dan Quinn was able to coax better than expected play out of his defense in his first season as Commanders coach. That's debatable. But some of those moves were short-term additions. Dante Fowler Jr., Dorrance Armstrong, and then he writes, the Commanders feel good about the middle of their line with John Allen and Daron Payne and promising second rounder Johnny Newton, but they're going to be in the market for edge rushing help this offseason. And then he writes, Garrett would be the transformative player Quinn's defenses have usually needed to thrive. When Quinn has built top 10 defenses, they've required superstars to make things work, such as Bobby Wagner, Earl Thomas, and Richard Sherman in Seattle, and Micah Parsons in Dallas. Garrett would give Quinn a chess piece who makes everybody else on the defense a little scarier, which could be hugely valuable for a team that's going to need to draft a lot of defensive help over the next few years. The Commanders have the number 29 pick in the April draft, and they would likely and that would likely be in play as part of the Garrett deal. Would they be willing to throw Allen into the mix? He writes, the 30-year defensive tackle's in the final year of his contract, and Newton seems to be ready to move into the starting role next to Payne. The Browns have Dalvin Tomlinson on the interior, but Allen would give them a second impact tackle and soften the blow of losing Garrett. Washington could also get a third team involved as a potential landing spot for Allen. Either way, if the Browns are actually willing to deal Garrett, the Commanders should be the first team they call. I mean, he's talking about a first and John Allen. I don't think that's enough. But,
when you get a cancer diagnosis, your world stops. But not Fox Chase Cancer Center. When the science moves quickly, we move quicker. Because cancer is all we do. From the molecular level to the human level, we stay focused on your unique cancer. Not just following the science, but discovering new paths forward. Giving you a head start on better outcomes. Learn more at foxchase.org/where you start. Because where you start matters.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
So you and I were talking during the break. First of all, if you told me that it's number 29 in John Allen, I am jumping to make that move. Like, quickly get it done before they decide they actually want more than that. Do you agree with me?
Yeah, if that's all it takes, why was that done yesterday? You know what I mean? Like, you do that as soon as possible, if not sooner.
Yeah. Secondly, there are other options here that we should consider. There's been some discussion that Max Crosby could be available. I don't know why Pete Carroll would want in his first year not to have Max Crosby, but I'm a big Max Crosby fan, and he is younger than Myles Garrett. He's not better than Myles Garrett, but he is an excellent player. So I would want to look into other players that might be available. You know, there's been some discussion that a guy like Danielle Hunter could be available. I think, how old's Danielle Hunter now? He's getting up there in age. He's also had, you know, injuries at various points in his career. This is also a draft that has some big-time edge pass rushers that may or may not be there at number 29, but could they make a move for a guy that they believe can step in and be a factor right away and be a star down the road? You know, those are some of the things, you know, that they'll consider. In addition to, you know, Myles Garrett isn't the only answer. I'm not suggesting that. I do know this, that he's the one we know. We don't know about the draft. That's always a crapshoot. I don't know that Max Crosby's available or somebody else. Trey Hendrickson, it certainly sounds like at the very least, Cincinnati might franchise tag him to keep him. Don't you think, Denton?
Something tells me Max Crosby might be available. You know, you look at like what they're doing in Vegas, not a lot moving.
How much younger is he than Garrett?
2 years. He's 20. Yeah, he's 27. Myles Garrett's 29. Trey Hendrickson is 30.
Yeah.
Those seem to be like the top three available guys. I can't imagine that the Texans move on from Danielle Hunter. Keep him and Will Anderson together for another year as you bolster the offensive line to protect C.J. Stroud.
They were good on defense. They were good everywhere.
Well, I mean, Will
defense.
Anderson, he was sensational this year, I think.
Incredible. I mean, Crosby's got 2 years left on his current deal, so at 27, you'd probably be looking to extend him in the same way you'd be looking to extend Garrett at 29. But the current contracts for both of those players are pretty similar. I'm a big Max Crosby fan. I like Max Crosby a lot. I think Myles Garrett is a total game changer for this franchise if they were to acquire him and he lines up on defense. And if you're telling me that it's not two firsts and a night two selection and a player, and it's less than that, then we're really, I think, in a...
You're jumping on that. Because if it's only a one first and one player, the idea of mortgaging your future is completely out the window at that point.
Yeah, I don't see it. I see two firsts minimum, especially at picking 29. So, Bill Barnwell thinks Washington is the sweetest of spots for Myles Garrett. We shall see. Max Crosby, yes, I do know he missed several games this year, but I don't think he missed any up until this year. I think this was the first year that he was injured. And he went back-to-back years, 12.5, 14.5 sacks in 22 and 23. Thanks to Mark Dominic, who joined us on the show. Thanks to Eric Edholm, who joined us on the show. Enjoy the rest of the day. Back tomorrow. Chris Russell is up next.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 50% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale right now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What does it take to change the course of lung disease? It takes groundbreaking research in pursuit of new therapies. It takes the world's leading experts in complex pulmonary conditions focused on restoring patients' quality of life. It takes visionaries to improve treatment options for even the most advanced disease. To lead lung care forward across our region and the world, it takes Temple Health.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.